Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are happy, we are grateful to have you with us this day. This day. Proverbs 16 and 7 tells us that when a man ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now listen to that. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Think about that. You know that you've heard the scripture where it says that your enemies will be your footstool, but you could actually rest your feet on them. Think about that. Think about it. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given us. We come today, God, seeking the word from you and you alone, oh God. We need to hear a fresh word. We need to hear a word that's encouraging to us. And we know that you can give us that word. So we thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you, God, for all our listeners, God. We know that we have listeners in the country, outside the country, and around the world, our listening audience is everywhere. And we thank God. We thank God for you, wherever you are. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, if you're on a beach, sitting on a porch, riding down the road, riding down the street, on a bus, whatever you're doing, just sitting at home, just having quiet time. We thank God for you. We want you to know that. Yes, we want you to know that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. And how we serve him is we get to know him. We get to know who this Jesus really is. So we're going to be careful to give him all praise. We're going to give him all honor because it's all about him. And it has never been about us. So we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. We say thank you. Yes, we give him praise. We give him praise right now. Because he is an awesome, he's an everlasting, all-knowing, he's all-knowing, an all-understanding God. That's when we really take time to learn more and more and more about him. When we have a relationship with him, we can say that. So we know that we're talking about our topic, really, is love your enemies. And, you know, when you hear that, you say, I don't know if I can do that. My enemy? Yep. The scripture tells us that's what we're supposed to do. Luke 6 and 27 through 28, those are two verses, and they say, but to you who are listening, I say, listen to this. This is in Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and verse 28. I say, love your enemies, to do good to those who hate, H-A-T-E, who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Now, I know I know what you're saying, because I done been there, and I said, I understand. I understand perfectly. Yeah, but I just want to remind you that we all have enemies. Everyone. Everyone who smiles in your face is not your friend. And, you know, you have to, young people, most of the time young people, we have to rehearse that with them. Just because somebody's smiling and they come across being polite and kind and all, that doesn't necessarily mean they're your friend. Yeah. See, friends are folks who earn a relationship. They earn that. They earn this title. Yeah, it's not something you just throw out. It's not something you just give away. They earn it. Yeah. So it says here, your friends who look out for you. Think about your friends who look out for you, who hold a seat when you're going to the game, or hold a seat when you're going to church and they know you're coming because you didn't text them, you told them you're on your way, who do things like this, who go out the way to give you a call when they know you may be having a bad day. These are friends. This is a friend who will call you up and say, I can come over and watch your mom, I can come over and watch your dad while you make some errands. These are friends, okay? This is friends. This is what friends do. So here we see, we go back to it, it says, for us to, listen to this, love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Doing good to somebody who hates you? Think about the word hate. What is hate? What does hate really mean? Hate. Pure out dislike. And most of the time you've heard people say, I don't like them. And then you come back and you say, well, why you don't like them? And they say, well, I don't know. I just don't like them. And I've heard that. I've heard that growing up as a child. I used to hear young folks say this, I don't like them. And I don't know what it is. I just don't like them. But they never could give me a reason why. And you see, this is just pure out hate. Yeah, just for no reason. And so we see this is the characteristics of our enemies. Our enemies hate us, and most of the time we didn't do anything. Yeah. You don't even know why they don't like you. Or why every time you open up your mouth, they rather to almost like a fish that comes out the water and ready to gobble you up or chop off your head. You may never know why. You may never know. You may never understand. But love. Love. And we all know what love means. Yeah, because love is so easy. It is, and when you're in a setting of love, it's so relaxing. The atmosphere is so nice because everyone is loving and caring and being kind. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And God knows that we're supposed to love one another. That's why he's telling us in this topic that we are supposed to love the enemy. Now this is going to really be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be something that you're able to do within 24 hours or 2 or 3 hours. You just, okay, no, this person is doing these things to you or trying to block you or trying to set you up or whatever they're trying to do. And you're trying to figure out why and trying to figure out, get a reason No. There is no reasoning, and most of the time you be looking, you'll never find it, but we're going to get to the spiritual reason, what it really is. So we see that it says that we're supposed to bless. So when we bless, we grant
favor. When we bless, we grant special treatments. Yeah, so we grant honoring and we're doing all these good things when we bless someone, when we go out our way, we bless them. Mm-hmm. But then when we turn around and we curse, that means we're killing it. We're chopping it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say the witch, the debt list. You're on the debt list. And the forces of evil, have come against you when you're cursed. When you're mistreated, you're abused. It could be physical or it could be mental. It could be verbal, because verbal abuse, even silent, you know, I know you may say, well, how could silent abuse be terrible? Because you know, verbal, you know, you're constantly hearing someone's words and somebody's constantly saying things. But verbal and then silence can be just as bad, because in a silent abuse, you desire someone to talk and they refrain. So that abuse is just as bad. Yeah. So mistreatment is mistreatment on all levels. But look at the book of Exodus. In Exodus, we see that in Exodus, it says here, if you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies. Listen to that. I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. Now, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Huh? What is the Spirit of God saying to us? He will be an enemy to your enemies. Now, you know you want that. I mean, you know, and first of all, remember, God knows that we are human, because he created us. He created us to be human beings. And he knows that we don't like to be hurt. We don't like any pain. He knows this. So for him to say to us that he will be an enemy to our enemy, so that means to the one that's doing all these things, the one that's hurting you, the one that has cursed you, the one that has mistreated you, this is what he's saying. The one who opposed you, meaning every time you say something, we don't go along with that. Every time you suggest something, we don't go along with that. That's somebody just constantly opposing you, and you're trying to figure out, well, why is it that, why are they doing that? Don't try and figure it out. Don't try and figure it out. This is what we're going to get to when we get into the spiritual side of this. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. That's in Genesis. Let me look at that real good. That's in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 3. And it says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The D is you. The D is me. Okay? And he's saying here that he's going to bless them. Anybody who comes and blesses you with whatever deed it may be, if it's just a smile, if it's just a courteous, you know, sometime in the morning, somebody to just be courteous to you, it just makes your day. Somebody just comes in and opens the door for you, just makes your day. And as a school teacher, as an educator, just for a kid to come in the door and say good morning, because children, for whatever reason, I do not understand, do not like to say good morning. And you have to tell them, I didn't sleep with you last night, or whatever method you use to get their attention, You have to do it. So if you have a young person that come in and say good morning to you, and you say, wow, well, good morning. And, you know, that makes your day. Mm-hmm. Simple things. So this is the blessings that he's talking about. Someone who says, I'm treating you to dinner, I'm treating you to lunch, I'm treating you for your birthday or your anniversary, whatever the deed may be that is good. He says, whoever does that, he's going to bless them too. Isn't that good? So that should put some fire under us, some fire under our feet to start blessing other folks, because the blessing is going to come back. Huh? Yeah, the blessing don't stop. It's coming back. Look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we see this, we will be blessed through someone else, and someone else will be blessed through us. Deuteronomy 30:7, and it says that the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. Now, I know you're sitting there and you're saying, my enemy, he going to get cursed? Yes. And the thing is, why do you think he has to tell you that? Why do you think he's telling you that? Could it be that he's telling us that because we have such a tendency of trying to solve our own situations, solve our own problems, and so he's telling us what will happen, but we have to allow him to do that. So he's telling us. Yeah, how do you feel when you hear these verses? Did you think at some time he had forgotten all about you? Did you ever think when you were in that situation that our Lord has left you? Where is Jesus? Jesus, where are you? Have you ever felt that way? Proverbs 25:21-22 says, if your enemy is hungry, give him food. Your enemy. He didn't say your friend. Your enemy. And he says here, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heat the burning coal on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Now, who don't want a reward? Who don't want a reward? Now, let me just be clear with this. This is not easy. This is not easy. This is not something that you could just wake up and say, oh, I'm just going to start blessing my enemy. I know I got this enemy, and I'm going to just start blessing him. God is very intelligent. He's an intelligent God, and he knows that it will take time. This is not something that you can just do with the blink of an eye. It takes time, and it takes seeking God, going to God, asking God to strengthen you, going to God, asking him to show you how to do it, because you can't do it on your own. Not when your enemy is constantly after you, constantly attacking. No, only God. Chapter 1, verse 11, and it says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God. But he that doeth evil has not seen God. And, you know, so many times, I think last week when we were talking, I mentioned, remember that your enemy, he don't know God. The enemy has no idea who God is, even though the enemy could be right there in the congregation. See, that's what gets me. A lot of times we see the enemy, we experience the enemy right in church. right in the congregation, and we just can't believe that that's the enemy. Yes, the enemy comes to church too. Yeah. Just because people go to church don't mean they know God. Yeah. Come on now. Put your thinking cap on. Look at Isaiah 41. And it says, fear. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand. Now, this is what our Lord is telling us. To fear not. Now, I just had a situation where God had to tell me that. He had to tell me, Janice, you can't show the enemy that you're afraid. You have to stand. I was saying, oh, yeah, okay, God, okay. He was right. But at the very moment when the attack sometimes is so great, when the attack is coming and you're almost going down, he will always send somebody. Oh, glory to God. He's going to send somebody to remind you what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to do it. Yeah, he's going to do it. Now, we know many times in many situations we have to be reminded not to be fearful. And God has to remind us. He got to remind us sometime who he is. He also has to remind us about what he, God, is capable of. Because, you know, when you're in this thing, the enemy is constantly coming after you. I mean, David is one who could really tell you. I mean, David was hiding in caves. He was doing all kind of stuff. Yeah. And Elijah, he was running from Jezebel. I mean, it was a lot of running and fighting and being fearful. That's all through the scriptures. But guess what? In the end, in the very end, they prevailed. Yeah, many, especially Elijah, he had just said he was ready to die. He was just let me lay down here and just die. He was just ready to give up. But God, folks, yeah. So that's why many times he has to send someone to remind us who we are. See, we need to be reminded who we are and what ammunition, what power lies behind us, lies in front of us, and lies on each side of us. And it's the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where the power is. The power is in the Word. So what we have to do? We have to first learn the Word. We got to first spend time. See, this is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing as well as a physical. Because, see, you're in it because you're a physical body. But the battle really is spiritual. Anybody with me? Anybody with me with this? Yeah. Deuteronomy 32:35. Right here. Somewhere you have to stay. And you have to constantly remind yourself, vengeance is mine. Now, what is vengeance? Vengeance is when you decide that you're going to plot, you're going to plan, you're going to send some darts, you're going to send some arrows going back over there to whoever it is that's shooting the dots, whoever's saying all those things, you're going to start sending some dots and you're going to start sending some arrows, you're going to start shooting some guns, you're going to start doing things. No! Our Lord is telling us vengeance is his. So what we have to do? We gotta sit. We gotta get quiet. I know you said, oh, how can I get quiet? Yes. He says, vengeance is mine. Huh? And we consent for the time when their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is at hand. So guess what? It may look all good to them right now. And it may look real bad to you, but here we see in Deuteronomy 32 and 35, he says, and their doom will come quickly. It's going to come quickly. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. But it's coming. And this is a verse right here where God is reassuring us. He's letting us know that the enemy is here. I know that there are enemies all around. And I know that all of us have one. All of you have enemies. He knows that. Yeah. But he's also reminding us of who he is and what his intentions are and how he will have vengeance for us. Huh? The scripture says, he tells us that all we have to do is what? Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand. And when you stand, you gotta be, have yourself girdled up. You, it's a way that you stand now. You're just not standing up there, you know, with your arm, with your hand on your hip. You're not standing like that. You're standing with, you have the breastplate of righteousness. Your shoes are prepared with peace. You gotta have the peace. You gotta have the love, even though you're in a battle. Can anybody hear what I'm saying? And I know you say, well, how can I do that? I have seen times when I have been in the battle, and after I'm in the battle, I could be at home, and I'm in the battle, I'm in the war and all, and I have to go out. I got to go out. I got to go somewhere. So then I get dressed. And then when you see me, and you see me out, you have no idea that I just came out of a war, that I may still be in it. I just took a lunch break. I took a lunch break. You have no idea why. Because the love of God, the love of God is in the front, it's in the back, it's on both sides. Yes, even while you're in the battle. Glory to God. Romans 12 and 19 tells us, behold, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written that vengeance is mine. He said, I will repay. I'm going to repay them. You don't have to lift a finger. I'm going to do it. I know who you are. I see what they're doing you. I mean, when Hezekiah was another one, when the enemy was coming after Hezekiah, Hezekiah had got it all wrote out. He had it wrote out. The map, he had the map of what they were coming, how they was coming across the wall, how they were going to come directly into the city and attack. And he laid it out before the Lord. And he told God, this is what they're going to do. This is how they're going to do it. Oh, but glory to God. God already knew what they were going to do. Think about that. He already knew. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does not slumber, nor does he sleep. Let that be an encouraging word to someone. He knows where you live, and he knows what's going on in the early, 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 early hours of the morning. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for all listening ears, God. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for this word, that this word will not come back void. In Jesus' name, we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. Good night.